Hello?
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 What
was that? That was boss music.
That was boss music. Because we just introduced two bosses.
You're listening to KDBS Davis 90.3 FM, and this is an autism show.
Yes, I'm Naima Money with
DJ Mudskipper.
And we just want to say that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDBS, KDBS sponsors, or the University of California. That's just a disclaimer I always say on time and love to say on time and at the beginning of every show.
Because so you are very responsible.
I'm very responsible and I remember everything. So, how's your day been, DJ Mudskipper? What have you been up to? What's new? What's cooking? What's popping?
I've been very autistic. I went to sleep. I went to class.
You went to sleep.
Went to class. I went home. I went to sleep. I woke up and I came here.
Classic.
That was my
day. What did I do today? Woke up, ate an M&M cookie, and everything but the sink cookie, which you saw last night.
Oh wait, that cookie. I did eat that cookie today when I woke up. I awoke. In a state of delirium, I was like waving my hands around in the air. I was like, and my roommate stared at me. They laughed at me and they're like, wow, you're confused AF. And then I was like, yep. And I opened the fridge, got the banana bread and cookie they were generously given to me. I did not steal them. And I devoured, I gobbled them. It made me feel like that, basically. And it made me upgrade just like this noise. Like,
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And I would not feel like this.
Period. Okay, be honest, off the record, off the cuff. Thoughts on... wait, no. Actually, I don't know if I was going to say this because I'm like, maybe it's a controversial question. But, okay, banana recipe that DJ Aura used or my friend's mom's best friend's Filipino grandma. Which recipe is better in your opinion?
I'm going to continue using the Filipino recipe, the DJ Aura recipe was quite good.
I agree, it was good.
I'll leave her to use that recipe. I will gobble up the recipe she uses, but I will continue using the Filipino mother recipe, which I've adapted to my own style. I use way more bananas than are needed.
No, that's probably better for it, TBH.
Yeah. Like, DJ Aura told me, she was like, oh, I only used 3 bananas for this.
Not enough. She did not measure.
And I was like, oh. And I stood there for a few seconds. I was like, I used a whole bunch.
Usually, I use 6 or something.
I used a whole bunch, so I don't really count.
That could be 5 to 7.
Yeah, I don't really like, count. I just know.
Or 6, approximately.
I take them all and I shove them in there.
Shoving your bananas in there.
The Pikmin, they're scared because they look like the yellow ones. They look like bananas, and they don't want to be cooked into banana bread.
Oh my god! But speaking of Pikmin, I didn't even say this, but today, actually, like 2 days ago, because that's how long it took for them to get back. Then my Pikmin sushi from Glendora, my sushi decor Pikmin was like, oh, like I've just got an expedition and it took 2 days to get back. But today I opened it up and it was like a shrimp nigiri. It was so beautiful.
Is it the pink one?
No, I think so. Either the pink or yellow. I forgot.
I have that one, but
classic.
I barely have any shrimp Pikmin. I think I have 2. Wait, let's see which
ones. Like the sushi decor ones?
Yes. FYI, if you didn't tune into our last show, Decor Pikmin, they appear in Pikmin Bloom and they have like cool costumes and stuff. So if you go to a sushi store or like a Japanese restaurant, you might get a sushi Pikmin.
And if you go to a curry restaurant.
Yes, I still haven't seen the curry Pikmin. I'm so upset right now.
Wait, I don't recognize the one that I got there.
Oh, because this one, it says missing. I don't think they put the pink one in.
What?
Where's the... Why didn't they put it in?
You're saying I got the special edition Pikmin that is not even pictured online and you can find nowhere.
I think they just forgot to put it in there. Or like they added it in later. I have this yellow one right here and I have the pink one.
The one I got looks like none of those that I see in this picture. I think it's the pink one.
I want the gray one. The gray one is very big. He's called Rock Pikmin and he's always quite large and ready to charge.
Which sushi is that?
Which one? This?
Yeah, or is it not sushi?
I don't know. It looks like a can. Maybe a tuna can. I can't read kanji.
But anyways, speaking on what we did today, so I woke up and I gobbled my my everything but the kitchen sink cookie, which contained M&M's, pretzels, chocolate chips, and then this random recipe I made up myself. So honestly, considering the fact that I followed no real recipe, I'd say they were all right.
They were delicious.
Because I've never done that before, like just like not go by the recipe. Like I remember my mom, like I would ask her to help me make things, and she would like make me really stressed because she'd be like, oh, like you just put like enough in, or like you just know when it's ready. And I'm like, how do I know? And there are ways to know. I don't know. I feel like she could have been more clear, like until it looks like this, for example, or until it has this taste. But I was not given that instruction, and it'd make me really stressed. And I think I had like a dependency on recipes, but lately I've been like, who cares about the recipe? Like, I'ma just do me. And yeah, so anyways, I had that, and then I had a little bit more of DJ Aura's banana bread. We literally started our day the same way.
Eating
cookies and banana bread for breakfast, and then I had a banana too, because
you know, autism isn't a spectrum, because all autistic people start their day off the same
thing. The exact same way. And then I had a banana, and then I was like, oh, I gotta get ready and catch the bus.
Oh yeah.
So then I literally ran out the door to make the 7:30 a.m. bus so I could get to school.
I went
for
to
my
school.
8 a.m. shift.
I had a 9 a.m. class, and you know, I saw another DJ in there. He presented his work, and he was like, this is the school I went to.
Name drop. Who?
Name drop. Morant?
Morant?
Morant mentioned. And I asked Morant, I was like, I asked him, I was like, do you have any autistic concerns that you would like us to address? What did he say? He said that his friends think he's autistic. And he was like, no, I don't.
Wait, we're his friends. What do you think?
Wait, what did you say?
I said we're also his friends. What do you think?
Oh, we're also his friends. No, I think he was talking about his other friends. Like I don't know. He was saying something about Roblox. Low-key, I forgot what he said.
We forgot.
And I was like, you have the tism. And he was like,
I think everyone has the tism.
Yeah, wait, that's what his friend said. He was like, you have autism because everyone has autism. It's a spectrum.
No,
we disagree. We disagree.
That's funny, like the tism, that terminology. My brother always uses that to refer to my other little brother. I don't know if he has autism. He definitely has ADHD, though.
I have ADHD.
But my brother's always like, don't you think he has a little bit of the tism? And I'm like, what? Like, hello? The tism. But
I heard autism and ADHD have high rates of comorbidity. Autism and ADHD comorbidity increases the risk of a further comorbid diagnosis by approximately 14%. That wasn't what I was looking for.
From 70% for autism spectrum disorder.
And then 84 for concurrent autism and ADHD. Do you think I'm a part of that 84%?
I know it.
Oh, you know it.
I know it.
This is, you know, call out DJ Naima Money. But 2 years ago, DJ Naima Money told me to not get medicated because I would become boring.
Bruh, no, that's not what I said. If I said that, it was in a joking manner. And
no, you were so serious.
It was probably like I wasn't in the right state of mind.
You were on all fours. You were like, please don't get medicated. You would not be my friend anymore.
No, guys, I've never gone down like that. I've never walked on my fours.
You're like, I don't want a boring friend, so please don't get medicated.
Oopsies, exposed. Naima Money just got exposed.
These Pikmin, they're really angry and they're like dying. Oh my god.
Dude, I need to get medicated. I don't know what I have. I probably have absolutely nothing.
You're normal?
Well, I'm just normal.
You're normal.
Yeah.
No,
wait, what else? The way that, I don't know. This is why I'm saying, like, I always wonder, like, do I have ADHD? Like, maybe I should get it checked out. Because I feel like I can't, like, finish a story. Like, I keep, like, but, like, I always remember the story that I was telling. Like,
you know,
I can just go back to it.
Honestly.
And people always tell me, like, oh, how do you go back to that? Like, that's so, like, irrelevant.
Rename this show to the ADHD show.
ADHD.
The way that we can't seem to hold a proper conversation.
Yeah, we literally can't. Like, I can't get through what I did with my day. Like, okay, wait. So I'm at work now, right? I got there 15 minutes early and I started making the sushi, and they had me working my booty off today. Like, what the heck? Like, I know it's work, but I was going, like, my back was hurting from all that elbow grease I was putting into it, packaging that sushi. And then my boss was like, okay, time to go on your morning tea break. So then I go, I get my hot chai latte, and I come back. I put it on the counter because I don't even know what I was looking for. I like was looking in like the fridge and I dropped my entire tea on the floor and I had to clean it up. It was embarrassing AF. I had to get like 5 towels on the floor because it was such a big spillage. And I didn't even get more tea. I was so broken. That was literally like the saddest part of my day. And then I had to rush to class and then blah, 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 whatever. I don't even know. More happened.
And you were so sad. You were like.
Yeah. I was so sad the rest of my day didn't actually matter. So.
Yeah, but now you're here and you're happy.
Yeah,
because
now I'm
we
here. It's
autism.
Okay. I like forgot about everything. Like
and
literally
you're
the
smiling.
Past hour has been a blur. Probably 3 hours. I'm smiling now.
Yeah. not a well-known fact, but autistic people can smile and laugh and have joy.
Yeah. A lot of people think we don't have emotion.
You know, that's like what this guy in my high school said. So there's this thing that you have to do for IB classes.
Yeah.
It's like you have to take an additional class. It's like, and then you debate kind of in there. And what this dude said was that people who have ADHD and autism don't deserve to work jobs because they can't experience happiness in life anyways, so the job should be available to people who can't experience happiness.
What?
That was his argument.
Who says jobs are for happy people in
I know,
the first
right?
place?
Exactly.
Some people
I
work to live.
Exactly.
Either you live to work or you work to live.
I think he was like, they're not going to have a good quality of life, so it doesn't matter. I'm like, get a good quality of life,
what?
We work.
What the?
I know.
No, you know, I'm working.
We're working and grinding and we smile. We are breaking stereotypes
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, we are.
And
smiling stereotypes.
Back to the topic I was talking about earlier. This is what I was looking for. It was
the comorbidity?
It was like, while approximately 10% of the population has ADHD, some research has shown that 40% of autistic people have ADHD, while other studies suggesting that the rate might be closer to 70%.
Damn.
Conversely, while 2-3% of people are autistic, 20 to 50% of those with ADHD are also autistic.
What?
So what?
Exclamation mark. Wait.
I know. I guess like it does kind of make sense because I feel like a lot of my friends with autism also had ADHD growing up.
For me, I feel like in my mind, like I didn't really know that people I knew had autism because like people just didn't talk about it like that. I feel like I didn't have friends. Like I always felt like super different from like all my friends.
I think, like, in school, I felt that way. But then outside of school, I did have a few friends. Basically, everyone that I knew that was autistic, they were either outside of school or, like, they were my friend's siblings who are younger than me. So I didn't talk to them, obviously, because, you know, when you're in high school, you're like, I don't want to talk to younger people. And
actually, I experienced that, too, that I had a lot of friends that had siblings that had, like, autism or something. Actually, I remember, like, me, like, telling one of my friends for the first time that I had autism. It was, like, one of the first times I'd ever told, like, any friend that I had it. And it was in middle school. And then I remember I was on the school bus. Literally on the school bus. And my friend started laughing. She's like, oh. She's like, that makes a lot of sense. And I was like, what? I was like, what does that mean? And she was like, well, my brother has autism, too. And I was like, bruh.
You know,
but I mean, I'm like, okay, well, I was like, I guess that I'm not,
you know,
I don't think I was offended, but like maybe deep down I was, I don't know.
The first time I told someone I was autistic was to one of my friends I had a group project with. I told her because she just randomly brought up like, oh, my sister has autism. And I was like, oh, me too. And she looked at me and she was like, I don't believe you because you're smarter than her. And I was like, wait, like, I feel bad for your sister, honestly. She was like, yeah, my sister like has to take, or like my sister can't do like honors classes because she has autism. And so like you don't have autism because you are taking honors classes. And I was like, wait, like what?
It's definitely the distinction between like lower functioning and higher functioning.
Yeah.
Or, like,
honestly, though, like her sister, I wouldn't even consider her lower functioning. Like we were friends, too. I talked to her sister a lot and we were very similar people. Like it was literally because like, oh, you're smart, so you don't have autism. Like that was her only criteria.
That's crazy.
I know. And I think another time I told someone that I was autistic was my other friend from high school. And I think I was talking about like when they were taking me out of school to like just put like, I don't know, test me or something. They made me solve a bunch of puzzles.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, why did they do that to you? That's so weird. And I said, oh, because they thought I had autism. And she looked at me with like such pity. And she was like, don't say that about yourself. You're like a wonderful person. So don't like be so self-depreciating or whatever. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, people act like it's like a really bad thing.
Yeah.
But it's kind of just one of those things where it's like, I don't know.
It's normal.
I mean, yeah, I guess just like normal. I mean, I like what Does it have like bad long-term effects? I don't even know. You should look up autism life expectancy. Actually, maybe nothing will come up. It's like the exact same.
No. Wait, what?
Wait, we're gonna die, guys. Like, anxiety.
No.
Oh, no, guys. Wait. My heart just broke.
According to research by the National Library of Medicine, the average autism life expectancy in 2018 fell as low as 39 years.
Average. Ain't no way, guys. I just got so scared. Wait, life is a treasure.
Okay, so autism itself does not affect life expectancy, but it is shown that mortality risk among individuals with autism is twice as high as the general population, in large part due to drowning and other accidents. So I guess like that does make sense. Okay, like a lot of people with autism, like, you know, they're going to get themselves into some trouble. I would also say that a lot of
especially
people are
young. I mean, drowning is like a baby type of issue. Like,
I almost drowned too.
Really? No, you know, in my public health class, we were talking about like the most common, the most common causes of death in the U.S. And one of the top 10 is drowning.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's very common.
I almost drowned as a kid too. I had like an asthma attack in the middle of the pool. Then I like almost drowned and they had to save me.
No.
I was like, Dude,
I've never almost drowned, but I've definitely... Actually, no, I can't admit to this. I can't admit to this on radio. But you know how it is when you have siblings and one of you can swim and the other can't.
Oh, yeah.
But
I do know.
Yeah.
I'm aware because my friend's sibling tried to drown me once.
Oh, gosh. But unexpected experience.
Hey, what do you think of people with autism?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, wait. Oh, my God. I'm so scared. I'm so scared right now.
Autism. They're all my besties.
Aww.
Period.
Wait.
No, for real.
Ally alert.
Well, you know.
We just learned that we have a lower life expectancy than most.
But it's not due to 39 autism.
39 years old.
Yes, not due to itself, but to other circumstances that may be more common for people with autism. This also makes sense because, you know, people who are mentally ill, who are neurodivergent, like that kind of area. And we also did read that people with autism are more likely to have other
like
comorbidities. Yes, comorbidities. Yes. So I would say people who have those, they are a lot more likely to be abused by other people. So please watch out for your autistic friends. We
literally, hold them tight.
I know a lot of people with autism, they are very vulnerable and susceptible to abuse more than the general population. Please protect your autistic friends.
Literally, guys, wait, I'm literally so scared right now. I just got scared. My heart just dropped. Okay, but how is life expectancy calculated? Is it as an average? Because, like, I feel like I've never, like, asked that question. Or is it, like... It's just, like, the average of, like, people with that condition, like, how old they live.
Oh, it's, like, it's a life table. I use these in ecology. Because, you know me. FYI, marine ecology. Yippee. And... is my autistic special interest when I always talk about ecology on my other show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my other show.
All I talk about on my other show is money, which is also my special interest.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my God, what are your special interests, Naima? Money? Is it money and Naima and monkey?
Money, dogs.
Dog.
not much else comes to mind.
Mine is Vocaloid and cat. Not much else comes to mind. I see someone.
Oh my gosh, it's my goat Pookie.
Yeah, we're gonna inject him with the autism vaccine so he can guest for our show next time.
So the autism vaccine doesn't prevent you from having it, but it gives it to you.
Yeah, and we're gonna inject all our friends without autism with the autism vaccine because I think, honestly, kind of cringe if you don't have autism.
Literally.
That's slash J.
Slash J, you can't get vaccinated to avoid autism because that's just how you're born.
I know. When I was born, my parents were like, "Oh, you're a little weird." But you know, I am an only child, so I think like since my parents had no other comparison to like other children, they thought I was just like like that. Like, kids were supposed to be like that. Mm. And it wasn't until I was a bit older, I remember my mom, she would be like, hey, like, my friend's kids don't act like you. Like, they didn't act like you when you were a little kid. What was wrong with you?
Dude, my mama Heike always knew because she was a kindergarten teacher. Mm-hmm. So I feel like she was always working with kids and she saw how, like, normal they were in comparison. But, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think that's why, like, I got taken in. She was always like, I remember being very like in elementary school and she was like talking to my dad like, don't you think that what she's doing is weird? And my dad would be like, no, I don't think it's weird. And she'd be like, I think it's weird.
My dad didn't think it was weird either, but
I know parenting.
I hypothesized that my father has autism.
Oh my god, I remember. Yeah. I hypothesized the same with my father.
With your father? That's why they would be BFFs, because they both
But I think
autism.
That my dad does believe he has it, because one time like, I've heard him say to several people, like, do you do these things? Like, do you do these things? Oh. And he'll say, like, what he does, and then, like, they're strange. Like, he'll be like, oh, like, I count every single step. Like, apparently, he says, like, as he walks to work, he counts every single step that he takes.
I do that,
and
too.
And then he says that, like, he, like, counts how many tiles that he walks over or something.
Wait,
and he
can't, do that
And he can't, like, step on the line. Like, he's always, like, looking down and
Wait,
watching.
Wait, I do that, too.
And then he knows, like, exactly how many, like, seconds it takes him to get from, like, one place to another. So I'm like, what?
For me, I whenever... Whenever I go room to room, I like
I don't
to have.
Count my steps.
Whenever I go room to room, I like counting 14 count steps in between. Yes, I like. Well, I like making sure that I have 14 steps.
I count my steps on my Apple Watch personally.
You know how there's like the lines on the pavement, right? I count how many steps in between the lines.
Oh
so, yes.
I do that too when I'm alone. Honestly,
our guest just said that they count in between the lines and make sure that they're equal. I always count all my steps. I like to make sure I count in 14s, or if it's like a short walk, I like to count in threes. 14 is just because it's the number that I've been used to, because in my house at home we have 14 stair steps. I just got used to that. Yeah. And I always have to make sure it's 14. Like, I get nervous if I don't. Sometimes, like, if you see me walk back, it's because, like, I haven't counted properly and it makes me scared. I don't like it.
I see.
I don't think my dad knows he has autism, though, because, well, honestly, my parents, like, they don't they don't really believe in autism and ADHD. They're very traditional, I would say. Like, when teachers were like, I think you have ADHD, my parents, they were like, you don't have ADHD because you're not white. And then I remember I was told this. They were like, if you think you have ADHD, we're going to send you to an adoption center to get adopted by a white family.
No.
So...
Her parents always be threatening like child control,
and they're like, then you can get a diagnosis for ADHD if you really think
Damn.
So I was like, okay,
damn. So, no, my mom didn't really believe in it either. Like, I remember, like, I guess I was just diagnosing, but I was like telling my mom that I thought my little brother had ADHD, which was so clear. I'm sorry, it was just so clear. And then my mom was like, no, he doesn't have, like, you know, he doesn't have ADHD, but he might have just H, hyperactivity. And I was like, and she's like, all kids are hyperactive, like, that's normal. And then I was like, what? And then literally, like, within a few months later, he gets diagnosed with it, and she's like, yeah, I guess he does have it. But yeah, they're pretty, like, in denial. Like, honestly, even me, like, I don't know. Like, I remember, like, I don't know if this is possible. I feel like I erased from my mind that I had it. Like, I remember, like, getting diagnosed and stuff. But then I remember, or, like, not formally diagnosed, but, like, getting told that I had it by, like, a childhood psychiatrist. And then, like, a few, like, years passed. And then my mom reminded me one day. She was like, oh, like, you're only acting like this way because, like, you have autism. And I was like, wait, what? And then I remember. I, like, actually forgot. Like,
she unlocked your memory.
She unlocked my memory. And I was like, wait, you're right. And then I started getting, like, embarrassed. I was like, dang, like, can everyone tell? Oh, yeah. No, you can start.
Yes. No, I just want to, like,
okay, yeah, no problem. No, but, anyways. What?
My first memory of having autism, I actually don't remember. I'm not gonna lie.
Like, when you learned?
Yeah. Or, I don't remember.
I don't remember it that well. Sorry, my bad. But I remember, like I think I genuinely, like, forgot a little bit. Because I remember, like, going on a run and stuff. And then I was like, damn, like, I actually have it. I don't know.
Like, you're, I remember, like,
No, like, literally, I was like, I've actually forgot. Well, because, like, for me, it wasn't something I thought about. Like, I mean, like, I've never, like, thought of it as something that, like, defines me, I guess. But I think that's also because, maybe because I knew so long and it was normalized, and I guess I always, like, thought I was different, but I didn't think, like, oh, this is why I'm different. Yeah. I just thought I was different.
Yeah, I guess, so, like, that is for me. I don't remember when I unlocked the memory that I had. Maybe it was, like, I always knew, I guess, so I didn't have, like, a moment like that. But, you know, like, speaking of running, I do remember, like, some, like, a moment that made me really realize, like, damn, like, everyone can tell I have autism, probably. It was because, in my middle school, I remember, like, I was just walking to class or something, and then everyone was laughing at me, and then, like, my teacher, she was like, yeah, I can always tell it's you from a really yeah. far distance, because you are the only person that walks like that.
Damn.
And I was like, whoa.
Dude, wait, on the way here, I was having a whole conversation about, like, the strange way that I walk, because, like, okay, I have this one friend, she graduated. I don't know if I think she graduated, but I'll just say her name. Her name's Izzy. And then every time I would walk with Izzy, I would bump into her, like, all the time. And at first, I thought that's because we were both, like, really clumsy, but then I realized it was mostly me, because I noticed that, like, I don't know why I just started noticing, like, when I walk with people, they start, like, walking, like, away, like, I almost, like, drive them into the dirt, because, like, my natural way of walking skews right, and then... I feel so bad. I'm like, I'm sorry.
I feel like I
kind of,
like, wobble.
But
I do think my walking has improved, because, you know, what I used to do as a kid was I would, like, go in front of the mirror. Mm-hmm. Then I would practice walking normally. Like, my
Me too. I've actually practiced walking normally so many times.
You know, that time that the teacher told me that I walked weirdly, it wasn't even the first time that people had said I walked weirdly. Like, since I was a very small child, I remember my parents, we would, like, be in public, and they'd be, like, putting me aside. They're like, stop walking like that. And
honestly,
then
I've never noticed, like, anything.
I think,
like,
it's
myself,
because
I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess I'm just gonna say, like, I've never, like, thought you walked
it's
strange.
Because I trained myself, like, I literally looked in the mirror and I practiced walking. I also practiced smiling and, like, making normal facial expressions.
I feel like that's, like, a very common experience for people that have, like, autism. Like, I've definitely,
like,
done that.
Yeah, and then I would have, like, this script, like, how to talk to people.
Well, it's because I feel like I can't really, like, I kind of have never been able to control my reactions to things. Like, even when I think I can hide something, people can tell. Like, there's been times where, like, people know how I feel before I even realize how I feel, just by, like, the way that I react. Like, and I just think, like, I'm so blunt that I'm, like, I don't know. Like, I guess I have to be careful with, like, the way that I react to things.
Yeah.
So that's honestly why I do it. But the walking thing I relate to so much. Like, I've gotten asked before, like, oh, like, are you injured? Like, is something going on? And I'm like, no, this is just me. And, like, even when I would run, like, I've had people be like, why do you run that way? Like, they would, like, because for me to run in a straight line, I literally have to, like, put, like, one foot in front of each other, like, walk very straight. Like, I don't know. It's so hard for me to walk in a straight line. It's so difficult.
I trained myself very hard, which is why I think my walking is quite normal now. But I do remember, like, a really big part of my childhood was just my parents, like, holding me straight. They were like, and they would, like, move my arms too. And they were like, when you walk, you have to put your arms like this.
No, like, I have genuinely memories of me, like, trying to walk. And, like, I, like, could not stop thinking about, like, the way that I was walking. And, like, what people were thinking of me, like, so many times, like, low-key for years. Like, I could not, like, focus as I was just, like, walking through the halls, because I feel like I was getting anxious that, like, I couldn't walk properly. And I know that I was walking weird, like, don't even tell me. Like, I know that I walk strangely still. I don't know why I don't get asked more about it. Maybe it's, like, not that noticeable, or maybe it is. You've never noticed it? I mean, I don't know. What were you gonna say?
I think for me, like, I didn't really care that I was walking strangely until my teacher, like, pointed it out.
Yeah,
and I was
like,
oh no. Like, people besides my parents are saying that I'm weird. Oh, you do?
I bumped into people really badly, too. Well, anyways.
My final message is something that I wanted to say. You know, something that's very common with people in autism also is, I think, like, mobility issues or, like...
True. Comorbidities.
No, it's... Yeah. What's it called? Like, hand-eye coordination... Yes, coordination issues, which
poor
is
motor
also...
Skill.
Yeah, poor motor skills. I have very poor motor skills. Anyways, time for the next show.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Wait.
No
Right, all right, that was All Cops Are Breakfast by Boom Boom Raccoon off of the album Songs from the Before Times, dot, 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 and some more. And they're a, let's see, how do they describe themselves? They describe themselves as a scrappy acoustic DIY ska punk band from Bristol, UK, and they're all queer. Amazing. And that, yeah, I think that song is super fun. I don't know. Also, you're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM coming at you live. Jeez.